across the road to your house that you never call home, where they turned out your lights, they will say you'll never know. Remember running through the wet grass, falling a step behind. Both of us never tiring, desperately wanting. When they pumped out your guts, filled you full of those pills, you would never quite right, deserving all the chills. Desperately Wanting, Better Than Ezra, off of their 1996 album Friction Baby. Welcome. Welcome, everyone. This is Zaniel Yearbook. It's the 1996 show, episode 86. It's a lot of Zaniel Yearbook. I didn't think I would be here nearly this long. But here we are. Still here. Still playing music. 86 shows later. What do we have going on in 1996? Lots of good music. Lots. That's it. That's all I have to have. Lots of stuff. What do we have? We have coming up stuff from Counting Crows. We have some Cardigans. The Cardigans. And, of course, a popular song about being popular. It's Not a Surf off their 1996 album, High Low. This is popular.
Three important rules for breaking up. Don't put off breaking up when you know you want to. Prolonging the situation only makes it worse. Tell him honestly, simply, kindly, but firmly. Don't make a big production. Don't make up an elaborate story. This will help you avoid a big tear-jerking scene. If you want to date other people, say so. Be prepared for the boy to feel hurt and rejected. Even if you've gone together for only a short time and haven't been too serious, there's still a feeling of rejection when someone says she prefers the company of others to your exclusive company. But if you're honest and direct and avoid making a flowery emotional speech when you break the news, the boy will respect you for your frankness, and honestly, he'll appreciate the kind, straightforward manner in which you told him your decision. Unless he's a real jerk or a crybaby, he'll remain friends. Want to catch the biggest fish in your pond, you have to be as attractive as possible. Make sure to keep your hair spotless and clean. Wash it at least every 2 weeks. Once every 2 weeks. And if you see Johnny Football Hero in the hall, tell him he played a great game. Tell him you liked his article in the newspaper.
I'm the party star. I'm popular. I got my own car. I'm popular. I'll never get caught. I'm popular.
I propose we support a 1 month limit on going steady. I think it would keep people more able to deal with weird situations and get to know more people. I think if you're ready to go out with Johnny, now's the time to tell him about your 1 month limit. He won't mind. He'll appreciate your fresh look on dating. And once you've dated someone else, you can date him again. I'm sure he'll like it. Everyone will appreciate it. You're so novel. What a good idea. You can keep your time to yourself. You don't need date insurance. You can go out with whoever you want to.
I'm never
Gone. Angels of the Silences by Counting Crows off of their 1996 album Recovering the Satellites, an album that was panned when it first came out, but it's good. It's a good album. You'll like it. You'll dig it. Before that, Love Fool by the Cardigans off of their hit album First Band on the Moon, and then Popular by Not a Surf, which was almost not exactly a word for word lift from a book, but a lot of it comes out of the 1950 some odd book, Penny's Guide to Teenage Charm and Popularity by Gloria Winters. I can't find it. It's on the Internet Archive, but I'm not logged in. I gotta sign in. Or you can buy a copy off of Etsy if you really, really want to get the book in hand. It's $68. I care, but I don't care that much. Anyway, let's keep the music going with a little bit of another breakout band from 1996. This is Sublime and Santeria.
Somebody's bed, she gone and dyed her hair red. She only went and did what she did, 'cause he would drive her home then. There's lipstick on her new dress, she hadn't even paid yet. dates, she thought they'd be a good pair. He could make a living selling cars, maybe she could work there. She's gonna pick a star in the night and pray to make it all right. She tried so hard not to pick a kite, she always prayed to headlights. Myself a Rolls, maybe a Chevrolet, one where I can pull that top down, just let my radio play. Now I'm heading out on that highway, I'm going right out of state. Now I ain't looking back until I'm gone, right through heaven's gate. One, two, three, Marlena's. There's got to be someone we can trust here among us.
Lady Picture Show by Stone Temple Pilots off of their 1996 album, Tiny Music. Songs from the Vatican Gift Shop. Before that, Three Marlenas by the Wallflowers off of Bringing Down the Horse, and Santeria by Sublime and their self-titled album, Sublime. This is Xennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle. We're going to take a short break. Come back with more 1996 fun stuff. Music. No fun stuff. Just music. Right after this.
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
WTBR.
Let's have a party.
Hey friends, if you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8, and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Hi, my name is Bill Sturgeon. I am the host of WTBR's Morning Drive. We air every weekday morning, 7:30 to 8:30. The goal of my program is to inform, educate, and have a few chuckles along the way. We have wonderful guests, political, arts, actors, musicians, teachers. I look forward for you to listen in or watch us on PCTV. Thank you.
Press the music button. WTBR.
It's like to be the rainmaker. I wonder what it's like to know that I made the rain. I'd store it in boxes with little yellow tags on everyone, and you could come and see that when I'm done. Like to be a superhero. I wonder where I'd go if I could fly around downtown, yeah. From some other planet, I get this funky high on the yellow sun. Boy, I bet my friends will all be stunned. They're stunned. What I said. Well, I'd shout out an order. I think we're out of this, man. Get me some. Boy, don't make me wanna change my tone. My tone. Yeah. Straight up, what did you hope to learn about here? If I was someone else, would this all fall? Where were you when we started this game? I wish the real world would just stop.
World by Matchbox 20 on Xennial Yearbook. It's the 1996 show. I'm Kyle. That's a great song. That's a great leadoff song off of that album. I should do a whole show on nothing but leadoff songs. See, now we're thinking. You gotta mix it up. Mix it up. Let's see if I can put together that. But you know, while I'm thinking about that, welcome back. If you're unfamiliar with the show, we pick a year, and we play a bunch of songs from that year. Songs that the Xennials will approve of. What's a Xennial? People ask. People ask what's a Xennial all the time. Someone who's not quite a millennial and not quite a Gen Xer, typically born between the years of 1977 and 1983, those people would like this music. And I'm one of those people, and I like this music. So yeah, that's the show. Also, sometimes, and by sometimes I mean almost every show, I like to dig into an album. I'll play three songs off of the same album. So, you know, you can get a feel of that album. Maybe you like it. Maybe there's some songs you don't know. I know all these songs because I have this album. This was the first album I bought when I got to Virginia. The first CD I bought in Virginia was Crash by Dave Matthews Band. It is full of fantastic songs. Too many songs for me to play, so we'll just play three. We'll start with another great song. This is Too Much.
Too much. step into the light. My arms are open wide. Oh, when I step into the light, my eyes searching wildly. Would you not like to be sitting on top of the world with your legs hanging free? Would you not like to be
to bring me leave.
Tripping Billies by Dave Matthews Band. Before that, what do we have before that? Liner Graves, also by Dave Matthews Band, off of their 1996 Crash album. Probably the most Dave Matthews Band song on this album. Before that, Too Much, also on the 1996 Crash album. Great album. Stop to finish. Top to bottom. See, I tried to say start to finish and top to bottom at the same time, and my brain wouldn't allow it. Anyway, we've got time for a little bit more music. Why don't we start off with a little bit of a Soundgarden?
Seems to kill me. No matter.
Oh, sorry. Weezer with Why Bother off of their 1996 album Pinkerton. Before that, Blow Up the Outside World off of the smash hit Down on the Upside by Soundgarden. All great 1996 songs. You're listening to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. That Soundgarden album reminds me of a story. This is before I knew my wife, but she went to buy Savage Garden, and she ended up buying that Soundgarden album. And I think that's a win. I think she came out ahead. She did not think so, but that's okay. We can have a difference of opinion. Everything's fine. We are going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more 1996 on a Zennial Yearbook.
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody. Come on.
WTBR. Larry Krepke here from Nothing But Old 45s, inviting you to check out my brand new show here on WTBR called Sweet Country Music. Some of the best country music ever recorded, like Dolly Parton, Alan Jackson, Patsy Cline, and a lot more. Plus, every show contains a comedy segment that'll put a smile on your face. Sweet Country Music, 11 a.m. Sunday mornings here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Sweet Country Music.
WTBR-FM is listener-supported radio. That means we depend on your donations to keep the station on the air. All the local content and the music you love requires your support. You can make your donation today at WTBRFM.com by calling 445-4234 or stopping by our studio at 4 Federico Drive in Pittsfield. You'd be glad you did. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Cause I'm
Wax Ecstatic by Sponge. Welcome back, everyone. This is Xennial Yearbook. It's the last half hour of the show. We've got more 1996 hits. Man, that song. I love that song, Wax Ecstatic. Makes me ecstatic. That intro part, and I guess it kind of runs through the whole song, that kind of weird sound. They make that with a guitar. I know. I saw this. I saw these guys. This was the first concert I ever went to in 1996. Had to be. 96 at a little place called The Abyss in Virginia Beach, Virginia. I got dragged to the show and I never looked back. It's just concerts all the way down. But yeah, we've got a couple of more. Actually, I have too many songs to play. So why don't I just go ahead and get started? And we'll see how many of these we can get to. This is the Primitive Radio Gods.
I've been down hard at me.
Greedy Fly on a Xennial Yearbook. That's by Bush off of their 1996 album, Razorblade Suitcase. Shoot, I almost said Suitcase. Razorblade Suitcase. Before that, we had Free to Decide by the Cranberries and Standing Outside a Broken Phone Booth with Money in My Hand by the Primitive Radio Gods. What do we know about that song? You know, I don't know. I know that they used a BB King sample from a song called How Blue Can You Get from 1964. You know what? Let's go ahead and chase this down. Let's see. We can start at about 2:45. We'll see. See if we can tell the difference. Yep.
I say I've been downhearted, baby, ever since the day we met. You know, awful love is nothing but the blues.
How about that? Sorry for me.
Baby, how blue can you get?
All right, I don't need to talk over the entire song. But yeah, how about that? Little sample of B.B. King. This is the 1971 Live in the Cook County Jail album. Yeah. How about that? Learn something new every single day. That's what we do here at Xennial Yearbook. We teach you about the music. And what do we got? We got one more song, so we'll wrap the show, as we say. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Xennial Yearbook, the 1996 show. If you like what you heard, you can hear it on Apple Podcasts, or you can hear it on YouTube Music. Just search for Xennial Yearbook. That's Xennial with an X. We're going to end the show with a great, great band. I think I have this album. Actually, I know I have this album. I played it a ton. There's a bunch of great songs. This is the their first big hit, Republica, with Ready to Go. Thanks, everyone. We'll be back next week.